Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, August 11th. I hope you're well. Coming up:
there is no justification whatsoever for such brutality.
Five journalists killed in Gaza and murder inquiry continues after Downpatrick incident. Plus, we've all you the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, five Al Jazeera staff have been killed in an Israeli airstrike near a hospital in Gaza. The two correspondents and three cameramen were reportedly staying in a tent by the Al-Shifa facility's main entrance last night. The Israeli military has confirmed the strike. It claims one of the reporters was a terrorist who worked alongside Hamas. Speaking before the incident, Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, condemned Israel's actions in the enclave.
The position of Palestine is unequivocal. We reject all harm to civilians, and our civilians are not less worthy. We have never justified harming Israeli civilians. There is no justification whatsoever for such brutality.
A man is in custody this morning as a murder investigation continues in the north. Police suspect the death of a man is linked to an attack on a priest, Father John Murray, in Downpatrick. News Talk's Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
A murder inquiry is ongoing in Downpatrick after a man was found dead at around midday yesterday at a house in Marion Park. A 30-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murder. He's still being questioned by police this morning. They say they suspect the murder is connected to a serious assault of a priest in the town St Patrick's Avenue just after 10 o'clock yesterday morning. He was attacked when he was hit on his head with a bottle by a man who walked into a church. He remains in a serious condition in hospital where he's being treated for a head injury.
The White House says it's working on a meeting between Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky to end the war in Ukraine. It comes after European allies warned Ukraine can't be left out of peace talks due to take place in Alaska this week when the US and Russian presidents will meet. Donald Trump's vice president, J.D. Vance, has told Fox News it's not productive to have Mr. Zelensky and Mr. Putin meet before then.
Vladimir Putin said that he would never sit down with Zelensky, the head of Ukraine, and the president has now got that to change. We're now trying to figure out, frankly, scheduling and things like that around when these three leaders could sit down and discuss an end to this conflict.
The Taoiseach is meeting the Irish India Council today to discuss what he's described as a spate of brutal, horrific attacks in recent weeks. Simon Harris says this is a country that abhors racism and we must continue to call it out. Speaking at the Tullamore show in Offaly, Simon Harris said he wants to see what more the government can do.
I'm deeply concerned by what we've seen happen in the last number of weeks. The Indian community in Ireland have made and continue to make an incredible contribution to our economy, to our society, to life in this country. There's at least 80,000 people of Indian descent living here in Ireland. And I tell you, our health service would fall over if it wasn't for them. So many parts of our economy would.
Dura CEO John Lannan says the government must do more to crack down on racist attacks.
I think it's time for the government to get more proactive in relation to attacks, not just on Indians, but on all migrants. I hope at today's meeting that we get a reiteration of the fact that we will have stronger policing, but stronger policing isn't enough. It's more than that. We need to see leadership from everybody in society now.
Firefighters have been tackling a large blaze at the famous Arthur's Seat landmark in Edinburgh's Holyrood Park. Smoke has been seen billowing from the extinct volcano and beauty spot to the southeast of the city centre. There's no word on what caused the fire. It follows a wildfire in France last week. Climate scientist Dr. Chloe Brimacombe explains why it's happening more and more.
So obviously there's not a heat wave in Scotland right now, but we are seeing these dry conditions and these warm conditions and these wind speeds. And we saw a wildfire near Edinburgh back in July. So these are conditions that we're seeing growing in countries where we might not have seen that risk being really prevalent before.
In entertainment news, Beatles Weekend will take place from the 22nd to the 24th of this month in Dublin. The event, being launched by the Lord Mayor today, will be held at Wigwam on Abbey Street and at the site of the old Adelphi Cinema. A day of Beatle-related activities will also take place on the 24th in Meeting House Square and Parliament Street. Dublin's Mayor Ray McAdams says a lot of Dubliners will remember the Fab Four's concert in Dublin.
We have a deep and affectionate family and great relations between Dublin and Liverpool. And the launch later on, I think, will mark the start of the excitement and the joy that an awful lot of Dubliners have when you talk about the Beatles. I think there's an awful lot of Dubliners still remember their famous 1963 concert. We're looking forward to launching this event around today, and we're looking forward to having a magical weekend later in the month.
And in sport, in GAA, Cork Camogie boss Germanley says the chance to win three in a row didn't weigh too heavily on his side yesterday. The Rebels were looking to win a third O'Duffy Cup on the bounce, but were just edged out by Galway by 114 to 113 in a tight final at Croke Park. Cork remained the most successful side in the competition's history, but haven't won three in a row since the 1930s. And Germanley says it didn't play a factor in the game yesterday.
No, they're up for it. Look, I can't say we weren't up for it. We were up for it, but look, we never brought it into our training or anything. Our aim is to be the same next year. Whoever's in charge, we'll be trying to get them back into the Ireland final. Cork Camogie, that's the main thing, get them to the final, and that's it, really.
The Intermediate Crown went the way of Offaly after their 14 points to 11 win over Kerry, and Laois claimed the Premier Junior title after a 2-15 to 12 points defeat of Armagh. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.